Welcome back, my dear members. In this discourse, I shall teach you from verse 24 to 34 of chapter 13. Kshetra Kshetrajna Vibhaga Yoga. Dhyane Natmane Pasyanti Kechid Atmanam Atmana Anye Sankhena Yogena Karma Yogena Chapare. O Arjuna, Dhyanena Atmani Pashyanti. Some people Pashyanti see the Atman of the Self by the Self. Kechit Atmanam Atmana. Some people see the Self by the Self and some through Dhyana, meditation. See, Krishna is telling the various methods by which people experience the Self. Anye Sankhena Yogena. Other people, they see the Self through Sankhya Yoga, that is Yoga of Knowledge. The second chapter which we did know, Sankhya Yoga. Karma Yogena Chapare, that is the third chapter. And some others see the Self by path of, by the method of action. Anye Tveva Majanantaha Shrutvanyebhya Upasate Tepi Chatitarantyeva Mrutyum Shruti Parayanaha. Anye, other people, tu eva majanantaha, not knowing what to do, Shrutva Anyebhyaha Upasate. They will worship the Self by listening to the upanyasas, discourses given by, delivered by others. That is also another method. Tepi chati tarantyeva. And such people also, Shruti Parayanaha, because they are very much attached to hearing, very much involved in hearing others, Mrutyum Taranti, they also cross over death. Yavat Sanjayate Kinchit Satvam Sthavara Jangamam Kshetra Kshetrajna Samyogat Tatvidhi Varatarshabha. O Arjuna, Yavat Sanjayate Kinchit, whatever is the living being born, Sattvam Sthavara Jangamam, animate or inanimate, Tadviddi, know that living being as that has come Samyogad, due to the mixture of Kshetra Kshetrajna. Samam Sarveshu Bhuteshu Tishthantam Parameshwaram Vinashyatsva Vinashyantam Yav Pashyati Sapashyati. Yaha, a person who Pashyati sees Parameshwaram, the highest God, Tishtantam, residing Sarveshu Bhuteshu, in all the living beings, Samam equally, Vinashyatsva Vinashyantam. How he sees the Supreme God residing equally in all beings. The imperishable God residing in perishable objects. Then, Pashyati Sapashyati. He actually sees. He is the person who actually sees the truth. He is the person who actually sees the truth. Samam Pashyan Hi Sarvatra Samavasthitam Ishwaram Nahinastyatmana Atmanam Tato Yati Paramgatim. Samam Pashyan Hi Sarvatra. Seeing the great God Sarvatra, everywhere, Samam, ఈక్వల్లీ సమవస్థితం ఈశ్వరం, లివింగ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్. వన్ హూ ఫైండ్స్ ది గాడ్ లివింగ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ ఈక్వల్లీ, రిసైడింగ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ ఈక్వల్లీ, న హినస్తి ఆత్మన ఆత్మానం. సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ విల్ నాట్ హార్మ్ ద సెల్ఫ్ బై ద సెల్ఫ్. తతః దేర్ఫోర్ యాతి పరాం గతిం, హీ అటైన్స్ ద హయ్యెస్ట్ గోల్ బికాస్ హీ డస్ నాట్ హార్మ్ ద సెల్ఫ్ బై ద సెల్ఫ్, బికాస్ హీ సీస్ ద ట్రూత్ దట్ గాడ్ ఈస్ రిసైడింగ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్. దట్స్ వాట్ ఐ టోల్డ్, దేర్ వోంట్ బి ఎనీ disturbance in the world, there won't be any what should I say, any kind of vengeance, there won't be war, and one person would not harm another person. This 28th shloka of 13th chapter helps people develop such an attitude towards life. ప్రకృత్యైవ చ కర్మాణి క్రియమాణాని సర్వశః యః పశ్యతి తతాత్మానం అకర్తారం స పశ్యతి. అర్జున, యః ఎ పర్సన్ హూ పశ్యతి సీస్ వాట్ ప్రకృత్యైవ కర్మాణి క్రియమాణాని సర్వశః, దట్ ఓన్లీ బై ప్రకృతి ఆల్ ది యాక్షన్స్ ఆర్ పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ హోల్లీ. One who understands this, tatha, in such a way, atmanam akartaram sapashyati, he would see that the self or the atman as non-agent. Only prakriti is the agent. That is the truth. Yada bhuta pratak bhavam ఏకస్థమను పశ్యతి తథైవ చ విస్తారం బ్రహ్మ సంపద్యతే తదా. అర్జున, యదా వెన్ ఎ పర్సన్ భూత పృథక్ భావం ఏకస్థమను పశ్యతి, వెన్ ఎ పర్సన్ సీస్ భూత పృథక్ భావం ది డైవర్సిటీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్ in prakriti nature, tataha then eva cha vistaram brahma sampadyate tada. And cha vistaram api, what is the meaning of vistara? And also that all living beings come out from prakriti, brahma sampadyate tada, then that person becomes one with brahman. Clear? At the end of the day, it is true that prakriti itself is a maya created by Brahman. Anaditva nirgunatvat paramatma yamavyayah sharirastho pi kaunteya nakaroti nalipyate. Paramatma, the supreme absolute being, how is that? Anaditvata, without any beginning, nirgunatvata, without any qualities, it is avyayaha, immutable, this Paramatma. Sharirastaha api na karoti na lipyate, though it is residing very much in the body, O son of Kunti Arjuna, it neither karoti, acts, nor lipyate, it is attached, or it is attached to any action. It is neither acting nor it is desiring. Yatha sarvagatam saukshmyat akasham nopalipyate సర్వత్రావస్థితో దేహే తథాత్మానోపలిప్యతే. హౌ ఇస్ ది ఆకాశ ఈథర్ సర్వగతం, ether is, ether pervades everywhere. But how is it? Saukshmyat, it is very small, it is very subtle, atom-like. Na upalipyate, and it is not getting impure. It doesn't get impure. In the same way, tatha atma, even the self, sarvatra avasthitaha dehe, which is present in all the bodies, na upalipyate, it is also not, it also does not get impure. The Atman also does not get impure, just as the sky does not get impure. It is only the wind that gets impure. Sky never gets impure. See how beautifully Krishna talks. Yatha prakasha yatyekaha krutsnam lokamimam ravihi kshetram kshetri tatha krutsnam prakasha yati bharata. Yatha prakashati prakashayati ekaha ravihi, that means what? That means what? Just as one sun illuminates or illumines the entire world, krishnam lokam imam, in the same way Bharata, O Arjuna, kshetram kshetri tatha krishnam prakashayati Bharata, in the same way the kshetram, namely the body, kshetri tatha krishnam prakashayati Bharata, the embodied soul illumines all other bodies, the embodied soul illumines, lights up all other bodies, krishnam prakashayati. Kshetra kshetra jnayorevam antaram jnana chakshusha bhuta prakriti moksham cha evidurjanti te param. O Arjuna, such of those, ye means such of those viduhu, who understand what? Jnana chakshusha, with their eye of knowledge, they understand what? Antaram, the differentiation, the difference between kshetra and kshetrajna. I have told you, know everything about kshetra and kshetrajna. Such of those people who understand with their eyes of knowledge that difference between kshetra and kshetrajna, and also what? Bhuta prakriti moksham, and also about liberation. Liberation from bhuta prakriti, that means from the one cause of all living beings, namely prakriti, nature, yanti te param, they attain the highest truth, namely the Brahman. For that they should understand the difference between kshetra and kshetrajna. Not only that, they should also understand that prakriti is responsible for all the action, and also all the other qualities, sattva, rajas and tamas, and also the cause for the birth of bhutas, namely living beings. Prakriti is the lone cause. Persons who understand thus will attain the highest truth called Brahman. Thank you.